Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Meredosine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You got something pretty fun in the works, on the back burner, so to speak.
Yes, I do. It is our annual Chopped Clover Edition, and it is June 7th, and it'll be in Building 2 at our Miami County Fairgrounds, and it's for Meredosine District youth and 4-H members. And basically what our Chopped Clover Edition is it's a cooking competition loosely based on the Chopped television show where teens of 2 to 4 youth make a food dish using a secret ingredient and other pantry items to compete for prizes. Each team will prepare their dish and then present their dish to the judge. An adult helper is required for each team to make sure that safety procedures are followed and prevent accidents. And adult helpers are not allowed to assist the participants. But, you know, basically it's a lot of fun. Our kids come up with team names, and it's always interesting to see what they come up with the secret ingredient. And, you know, it provides our youth a lot of good skills by doing this. And we, you know, our objectives for this is to provide opportunities for participants to exhibit their knowledge and skill when preparing and presenting a dish, provide opportunities for participants to learn from other team members, and give participants opportunities to develop public speaking, problem solving, communication, independent thinking, and teamwork skills. So it really is a neat program. Hopefully we'll have lots of teams. We've been doing this for about 7 years, I think, or 8 years. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been longer than we think. And it's always a good time. Registration is available online, and it is due by May 31st. So if you live in the Meredosine District and you have a 4-H'er or a youth, 7 to 18, who would be maybe interested in this, they can come in. They do have about 45 minutes to cook, and then 30 minutes for cleaning up and judging. So we try to run different heats depending on how many teams we get. So it just kind of depends on what's going on. But there is a judge, and they kind of rotate through and watch the teams cook, and you get scores on preparation during that time, teamwork, how well everything's going, if you're using proper food safety, and lots of different things like that. And then afterwards, the judge sits down, and each team gets to present to the judge, and they have about 5 minutes to present their dish and tell the judge about, you know, how they made it, their recipe, and then also any food safety or nutrition, what they thought about, different things like that. So it's a really fun time. I enjoy watching it. I enjoy watching how the kids do and how they come up with these ideas. Sometimes they're very creative, and then sometimes we have the same dish over and over and over. So we're going to see what happens this year with our secret ingredient.
Now, you mentioned secret ingredients, not to give away this year's, but what are some of the secret ingredients you've had in the past?
We have tried a lot of different things. We have done tortillas was our first year, and I really feel like our first year was the kids were the most creative with tortillas. We had lots of different, anything from dessert to burritos. So we had lots of different things with our tortillas. During COVID, when we were doing it via Zoom, we did a chocolate, I think, was our secret ingredient. And it was a dessert category because they were doing it actually at home and then presenting it to us online during, like I said, when we were all shut down that summer. Well, we did bacon last year, so that was an interesting one. We had quite a bit of creativity with that one, too, but realized that some of our kids don't know how to cook bacon, so.
Might be a helpful thing to know a little bit of all the cooking procedures if you're going to have secret ingredients thrown at you.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of maybe taking some of these recipes and either putting out a cookbook or maybe posting some of them on, say, the district Facebook page or anything?
That is a good idea. And, yeah, we might have to try that.
Yeah, I think
that was something I had to kind of thought about, too, here as I was prepping for this year. So,
yeah, share some of those either as a fundraiser cookbook or just, hey, here's our winning recipe. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay, well, neat. I'm looking forward to hearing about how this turns out. And with any luck, who knows, maybe I'll have a few extra recipes to add to the cooking repertoire. Thanks for letting us know, and I do want to hear some updates, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.